Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. God Almighty says in the Quran,
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاذمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين.
The first quality mentioned in this beautiful verse of Quran about a pious person, a believer, a righteous person is doing al-infaq, which we've discussed previously. The next quality that God Almighty mentions in this verse of a believer, unlike the first quality, which was a social quality, this quality is a personal quality. The Quran says that one of the qualities of a God-conscious person is that they suppress their anger. By the way, the reason that the seventh Imam of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, Al-Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi as-salam, is called Al-Kadhim is because of this very verse of Quran that we recited. This quality is a very difficult quality to acquire, especially in the times in which we live. In today's times, unfortunately, many of us, and I include myself in this, many of us are just after an excuse to express our anger and resentment towards other people, especially on social media. How easy is it to express resentment and hatred and defame other people on social media? It just takes a few clicks. But in order for a person to do tawbah and repent from this action, that is very difficult. Brothers and sisters, we need to bear in mind that if we defame a single person in front of others and the opinions of others change regarding that person because of what we've said or posted or shared, if we want God Almighty to forgive us and erase that sin of ours, we have to go to every single person whose opinion has changed and inform them that what we said was wrong and that this individual is actually not the way we said they were. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei takes this quality and broadens our perspective. He says, this verse is saying is that a pious person does not make decisions based on emotion, and he does not allow his intellect to be overcome by his emotions. This is something that we have to learn and train ourselves if we want to acquire piety, dear brothers and sisters. Be that in our workplace, be that at home, be that with our friends, or be that with strangers. We have to learn to be in control of our emotions at all moments. It is our reason and intellect, al-aql, which must be in control of our emotions. Does that mean that a believer doesn't get emotional? Does that mean that a believer never gets angry? Does that mean a believer never feels for other people? Of course not. In fact, the same Quran which mentions this verse has other verses which clearly indicate that a believer feels and has emotion. God Almighty says in the Quran,
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Walladhina ma'ahu ashidda'u 'alal kuffari rahma'u bainahum.
The Quran is saying that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is a messenger of God, and those who are with him, those who truly follow him, those who truly believe in him, and this should be you and me, brothers and sisters, they are harsh. They express harshness towards the kuffar and mercy amongst themselves. In other words, they are merciful to other believers. These are clear expressions of emotion. So the Quran is not saying that a believer does not have emotion or doesn't express his feelings. By the way, one very important point to bear in mind here, brothers and sisters, is that the kuffar being referred to in this verse, it's not every single non-Muslim. It's not your neighbors or your classmates or your colleagues at work. Because in other verses of Quran, God Almighty encourages us to be good towards individuals who don't share our religion but haven't fought us on account of our religion. They just want to live their lives. Be good to them, be just with them. And if we look at the seerah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, he was an individual who had such magnificent mannerisms with other individuals who did not share his religion, that even while they would fight him and oppose him, they would consider him to be the most trustworthy and honest of all people. So it's very clear that the kuffar being referred to in this ayah are those who fight the believers on account of their belief and want to eradicate Islam from the face of the earth. The point to remember, brothers and sisters, is that it's our intellect and reason, al-aql, which should be guiding our emotions. When you see someone is being oppressed, what does your intellect say? What feeling does your intellect tell you to have towards the oppressor? Of course, a feeling of resentment, of anger, of hatred. And what feeling does your intellect tell you to have towards the oppressed? A feeling of compassion and mercy and empathy and wanting to help. But when it comes down to making a decision to do something, it's our intellect which has to be guiding our emotions. In the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, intellect is considered to be the inward messenger. God Almighty has sent two messengers towards mankind. The outward messengers, which are the prophets, peace be upon them all, and the inward messengers, which are the intellects. Your intellect, your reason, is the voice of God speaking from inside yourself. If you allow that voice to be covered by other voices, by voices of anger, resentment, hatred, or any other emotions, you are ignoring the voice of God and following a voice which is not divine. Therefore, Islam wants to train humanity in such a manner that our intellect determines our course of actions, and our intellect is always there, and it's our intellect which guides our emotions. This was Unplugged, freeing your mind wherever you are.
Wherever you are.